Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Perry Bell. On today's program, I speak with Meredith Tipping about the Knoxville High School Band. Meredith, could you tell us a little bit about the Knoxville High School Band? Is it the marching band? Is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah, right now it is. So we just started our season. This is our first week in, and marching band is the first thing that we do. So that's where we're at. That's our curricular ensemble right now, and all the students are involved.
And how many students are involved this year in your band program?
We have about 70 to 75 this year in the high school band, which is a really good number for us.
And have leaders for that group been selected?
They have. They went through an audition process last spring. So our leadership team is students in grades 10 through 12. We have two drum majors. They're Nora Pearson and Madison Schimmick this year. And then we have about 14 other students on our leadership team that serve as section leaders within their sections and help us with learning music and drill in addition to just being a part of the band.
And how many years have you been involved in band?
Oh, this is, for teaching, this is my third year here at Knoxville. This is my ninth year of teaching. And then I started in band myself when I was in fifth grade and did that all through school and college as well. So however many years that is, it's been a long time for me. Yep.
Could you tell me, you said it's the first official week, and you've had to battle some weather, haven't you?
We have. It's been a very warm week for us. And a little bit rainy today, so we've had to make some adjustments to our plans. But the students have been great, honestly. It's been tricky outside and it's been really warm, but they've been really great at pushing through everything. And we've been able to accomplish a lot so far.
And it's this Friday you have a special program coming up. Could you talk about this Friday's program?
Yeah, absolutely. So at the end of our camp week, we do what we call our parent preview night. It's in the evening, and it's just a way for the students to showcase everything that they learned throughout camp. We start by knowing virtually nothing at the start of the week, and our goal is to have the first movement of our show on the field. And so we're able to show that to the parents. And then we conclude our preview show with a potluck with our families. So it's just a nice social time for the students to kind of hang out, families to get to know each other and see each other and just wrap up our week in a really nice social way.
And what time does that event start and where is it held?
We are going to start at 5 o'clock at Randy Wilson Track. The preview should take about a half an hour or so. We usually have the parents come out and get involved with us as well. And then we'll just have the picnic until we're ready to go home.
Is it okay for the public to come watch you guys?
Absolutely. Yep.
And after your first official week, what do you work at trying to get the children ready for? What's next?
So our season is very front-loaded in the school year. Marching band's our busiest time. So we will be marching in the Nationals Parade the second weekend in August. We're performing at Meet the Panther Nights, which is right before the school year starts. We'll be at all of the home football games. And then we also work toward competitions later this fall. We have about 4 weekends that we go out in September and October and compete at different Central Iowa marching band competitions.
And what is the big event that you're ready for?
The big culminating event for us is the last weekend. Not the last weekend, I'm sorry. It's our last competition is in mid-October. It's our state marching band festival. It's where we go. We perform for a panel of judges, and then we receive a rating on the performance that day and then get a lot of feedback on how we did. So that's kind of our big event that we're working toward all season for.
What do students gain out of being a member of the band? Tell me a few of the benefits.
Sure. So for me, I think they get, they have the value of being part of a team, learning to work together with their peers toward a common goal. We work a lot on personal responsibility, being respectful of other people. And like I said, just working together as a team. And that to me is more important than anything else that we do, is I'm working to make really good members of society, people that care about each other. And then in addition, they just get the joy of being part of a performing group and being on a field and working as a team toward a collective goal and performance.
So it sounds like it's sort of like a sports team, the same type of things they work towards, you know, team cohesiveness and
mm-hmm.
all that.
Yep, there's a lot of similarities and a lot of parallels, absolutely.
You've talked about why people should, why should you become a band member then?
For me, and I think a lot of our students would agree with this, the band here is really like a big family. We have students that are freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors that are here. So we have students that it's their first year being in this activity, and students that it's their fourth year being in this activity. And I think a lot of them would tell you that band is a safe space for them, where they can come and be with people who are here for the same reasons that they are. They want to be here, they want to work toward a goal, and they want to be the best they can be. And it gives them this really nice family environment and something to be part of. Everybody needs a group to be part of, and I think it's a really great place for people to be.
And the band, there's a lot of pride being in the band, isn't there?
There is, yes.
You want to look your best,
yep.
And that means performing and looking good with the uniforms. The uniforms are pretty nice here, aren't they?
They are, yes. Yep, they're just a few years old, and they look really nice on the field. Yep.
Okay. Thanks to Meredith Tipping for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKROS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.